Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, Courtney. It's Sarah from Kent Memorial Library.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Today's topic is seniors.
Yes, yeah. What do you do for seniors in your community?
Well, you know, I would say it's true across our area, probably the same over there, I don't know, but we have a growing senior population, fewer and fewer young families, but plenty of seniors. So a lot of what we do focuses on bringing older adults together and providing programming that they like and the books that they like and all that kind of stuff. So I would say our two most popular kind of newer ventures in the last few years anyway is we have a current events discussion group that's called In the News that meets twice a month, and there's a mediator, and they just literally discuss exactly what's happening in the world and get a chance to ask questions and talk to the gentleman who runs it. Was a he's not a retired journalist, but he's done a lot of journalist work. Maybe he was in the news business. Truly, I can't recall. But he does his research and he comes in and really makes an effort to help people understand, you know, what's going on. It's confusing, of course, for a lot of folks. So the other fun groups that have been very active have been our two language conversation groups, so one in French and one in Spanish. And that's been really fun. That actually gets a range of people, especially the Spanish one, because the Spanish one tends to meet in the evenings. So we have some people who are still working and such. But the French group meets during the day. And, of course, you pretty much have to be retired if you can come to a day event. So they have these really active affinity groups who meet, and they also gather outside of library programming for they're just having so much fun together. They've really developed this nice friendship. So those are the two biggies that we do, but I feel like a lot of what we do is with seniors. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's like, I feel like when I'm trying to distinguish our programming, there's not really, like, once you get into, like, adult programming, we don't have specifically really senior programming, mm-hmm. but there's stuff that the seniors, I think, are more drawn to. So
yes.
We have a lot of exercise programs. We have a Qigong class that's taught by Chris Caivano that meets every other Friday, and that's very popular.
Oh, wow.
We do things like chair yoga. We have a stretch and breath class, so, like, gentle exercises
mm-hmm.
To help with, like, balance and things like that. We do have a senior exercise group that meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. That's a program that's run by the Dutchess County Office for the Aging.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about that. Do you partner with your local senior center?
Yeah, so the Dutchess County Office for the Aging, they do a lot of great programs where they'll help people if they're, like, needing to do things to access government resources or have questions about things. For a while last year, we were having them come, and they had mobile office hours. They've done some workshops for us before, which has been really great. And then recently, our town opened a senior rec center. So we've been keeping that on our radar and being like, hey, if we can help with anything, just let us know.
Nice.
So, but I think they're just getting off the ground.
Yeah.
So,
and what kind of programming are they hoping? Is that, you know, will you do things that are more library-focused, or will you think you'll continue to do things like wellness in general and such?
I think we'll keep doing whatever the community need is.
Yeah.
So right now, like, the exercise programs are really popular, so that's something that we're not looking at stopping anytime
mm-hmm.
soon. But, yeah, we have a lot of people that come. We have a bridge club that meets on every Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
And they have a blast and stay till like 8.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it's just, we have a lot of programming in general, and I feel like Millbrook has more of a older population mm-hmm. at this point. So
mm-hmm.
That's just our primary adult audience, I think,
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, well, who has time, you know? Yeah, we are about to start. We're working on creating a Mahjong group. That's really popular in a couple of our other sort of partner libraries around here. So we're going to see if we have a group that can get together. But as you may know, we just moved. So we're in temporary location right now. We're almost open. We're close. Probably we're going to be ready, I think, by the end of the week and then open on Monday, which is super exciting. But that's put a lot of our planning on hold because, of course, you never know when you're trying to do a move if you'll get your certification to open, if you can access your tech, all those millions of questions that you have. Mm-hmm. So that's now that we're settling in over here, all of that programming will start in earnest again, really making sure that we are addressing the community's interests. How do you solicit that information? So this is sort of a general library question. If you know, like, how do you find out what people want to do? Do they you wait for them to come in and ask, or do you do studies or focus groups?
So I think we do our strategic plan. I've been through that process a couple times now, mm-hmm. And we'll do community conversations where we'll talk to people and ask what they want to see in the community, mm-hmm. and then if we can do it, we can take that on. If not, we can tell the people who can do it and be like, hey, maybe this would be a good idea. But I think for the most part, we just kind of keep our ear to the ground, and we're not, like, afraid to try new programs, mm-hmm. and if they don't work, they don't work.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I think just kind of throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks sometimes, and then doing those more focused community, like, outreach,
yeah.
listening groups.
How do you do those? Do you just put out a call to the community, or?
Yeah, so it was part of our strategic planning process, which we do every 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Every 3 years? Wow.
Yes, yeah.
You guys are good.
And it hasn't changed too much in the past couple times that I've done it, but I think things have changed so much in the area, in Dutchess County, since 2020 when I started. It's kind of reassuring to do it every couple of years and make sure that we're not missing anything too
right.
big. We put out a call, social media, our newsletter, through different community organizations. We met with groups that already exist. So, like, I went and talked to the Rotary Club, and we did a listening session at the Fountains, which is our local retirement center.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, we tried to pinpoint it in a couple different ways.
Yeah.
But this year I would like to send out a community survey. That's on my list of things to do because we haven't done one of those like electronically in a
yeah.
while.
What are your thoughts on cross-generational programming?
Oh, I think it's great. I think we do a lot of intergenerational programming. So, like, this Saturday coming up, we have a Sewing for Anyone Make Your Own Tote Bag program, which mm-hmm. is open for teens and adults.
Nice.
And I think it's really great because you get to, like, maybe age demographics that don't really have a chance to interact with each other, and it can turn into something really beautiful where they kind of learn from each other and make connections that might not have otherwise happened.
Yeah, so. for a time, we haven't done it in a while, but we were doing, we have three schools in town, and you've got a school over there too, but I don't know how close they are to the library, but we've got three who all do volunteer work in town, three high schools, and for a while we were doing basically like a teen tech support program, which was a riot. So these kids would come in, and teen, you know, around here, just like you guys, teen can be a generous term, right? So sometimes 11 and 12, and they would meet, and they would help elderly people with their phones. Okay. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch because these kids, you know, grew up with tech in a way that you know, obviously not everybody did, and it's just part of the way they communicate with the world, and they're really good tutors because they understand it in a way, but they're also, you know, because especially if they're young enough and they have time, they're generous with their help, and that's been really useful to some of our seniors. And again, you know, nice relationships that people didn't have before.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is good. What do you have on the docket coming up?
So things that I'm really excited about in February, we are doing our first all-ages dance party in coordination with the Millbrook Arts Group.
Nice.
On Friday, February 27th from 5 to 7 at the Village Hall. We're calling it Club Friendly because it's on the corner of Friendly Lane and Merritt Avenue. So, and we're really excited. It's just, we're think like school dance vibes. We're going to have decorations. We're going to have some snacks.
Nice.
And people can just come and dance for 2 hours, and that's like intergenerational. Anybody from to 100.
That's cute. We did an adult dance party, actually, a couple of weeks ago, and that was really fun. Well, maybe it was, at this point, maybe months ago now. But, it's why not, you know? You have the space, let it go.
And I think this time of year, people are, like, excited to get out of the house and move around a little bit.
Yeah, we actually have two separate events coming up in town that aren't library events, but that are just dancing. You know, people just they need to move, and they need to be out of their houses and out in society again. It's nice.
So do you have anything coming up this month, or are you just focusing on your...
We have some programming coming up. What's interesting is, you know, because we've been moving, we've got all these separate locations, so we're doing things in different places. We just had a program on solar energy. We used the town hall for that, and that actually worked really well. Let's see what else we have. We have our regular groups that will start meeting back in the library, we hope, starting next week. We have, our normal kind of tax stuff, which is coming up, and we have a young locals game night coming up. That's not quite for seniors, but that's really a good one. On the 6th of March, which is rapidly approaching, which is hard to believe, we'll be showing The Art of Joy Brown, which is a documentary about one of our local artists who's made lots of international moves, and that will be actually at Kent School. They have a big auditorium that can seat about 350, so we're expecting that to be pretty full. And other than that, we do have another program that, again, is off-site, called From Liberty to Legacy, which is how musicals that are based in history, for example, 1776 and Hamilton, use history to tell stories and entertain people, you know, sort of the whole song and dance. It's combining, you know, real history with pure entertainment. So that will be at the end of March. So, again, I feel like all these days are just bearing down on us. It's hard to believe it will be March soon with all of this snow, but we know it will.
Yes, I know. We have a meeting, like a staff meeting coming up just to talk about summer reading. And I'm like, how are we talking about summer reading already?
I know. Well, it's coming for sure. It's coming for sure. Yes, so we do work with our senior center, coming up with ideas. We do a book club with them, which is reasonably successful. They choose their own materials, and then we order them and sort of facilitate. Anything we can do to partner with another organization that's already doing stuff, we try to jump in. If we can, and support, and, you know, offer them whatever services we can that sort of enrich what it is that they're doing. So, but those are you know, little things. It's the bigger ideas of creating those intergenerational connections and or addressing the specific needs of particularly the seniors. I know we were talking about, we have a community outreach committee on our, it's part of our board, and it's got board members and non-board members on there, and they're the ones who have their feelers out in the community and seeing what people want to be doing and learning about. One suggestion, which was interesting, was how can a grandparent talk to grandchildren about what's happening in the world? Similar to the in the news conversation, but really focusing on how do you then translate what you know about what's happening. And, you know, children hear what's happening, even if it wasn't directed at them. And how does a grandparent or another older person help children? So it's sort of therapy. Is it therapy? But it feels a little bit like that in the sense of, you know, helping people learn those communication skills and understand what's a good thing to, what are the boundaries of what you should say to kids and such. So we're doing all sorts of things, but yeah, it's hard to imagine right now that we'll be fully active, but we will. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be back to our busy programming time.
Before you know it.
Before you know it. Speaking of that, I'm gonna go. I've got contractors on the way to finish up some last few things.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Thanks so much. Pray for us. We need it. Nice talking to you.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.